Now, darling, you know I love you and love you for myself, but you're gone and left me for someone else.
It isn't so good, it couldn't get better, but yet it isn't so bad, it couldn't be worse. I've got no excuse to be singing the blues, 'cause sometimes I'm winning and sometimes I lose. It isn't so good, it couldn't get better, it isn't so bad, it couldn't be worse. When life seems too painful or life seems too kind, there's one consolation, so keep it in mind. It isn't so good, it couldn't get better, it isn't so bad, it couldn't be worse. I feel high, shooting for the sky, then I'm down, lost and broke, and on the town. I'm never surprised at what fate may arrange. The one thing I'm always prepared for is change. It isn't so good, it couldn't get better. It isn't so bad, it couldn't be worse. When you smile, love is all the style. Then you frown, I'm a witch, you're a clown. The women are fragile and fickle is man, and love's an illusion, let's love while we can. It isn't so good, it couldn't get better. It isn't so bad, it couldn't be worse. Our love's a mixture of bitter and sweet, sometimes it's groovy and right on the beat. It isn't so good, it couldn't get better. It isn't so bad, that it couldn't be worse.
Was that B.B. King I heard you play?
Yes, before? Indeed it was. B.B. was just in town recently.
Yes.
And also celebrated, I believe, his, if I'm not mistaken, his 87th or perhaps 88th birthday
in
September.
He has to sit when he plays now, right?
He does mostly sit. So that's
he reminds me of,
concession.
Of Joe Turner. They got so big and ill, they have to sit.
Yeah, well, you know, after doing this for probably 70-some years of his life, you know, the man deserves to have a chair.
You think he's doing it since he's 10? No, but you said if it's 70
no, no, I said he's or... I said he's 87 or 88.
So he's that old? He's
yes.
close to 90?
So he's been doing it, and there are pictures of him when he was in his teens playing. So, yeah, he's been doing it for 70.
What was the name of the
years.
Tune you just played?
The tune we heard was You Know I Love You, which... came from 1952. It was a number one hit for B.B. On the R&B charts. And I wish I could give you the discographical information in terms of who is on that track, but the recording does not have it.
I understand you said you've heard different recordings of that, and this was a slower rendition.
Yeah, that's right. B.B. Throughout his career has revived this song. I think it's a beautiful ballad, and of course B.B. does too, because he plays it all the time. Sometimes you'll hear him do it in concert these days. And yeah, there was a later rendition I remember that was a bit peppier, but that one, boy,
that's
that was
nice.
Real
so
heartbreaking.
This is bluesy.
Yeah, absolutely.
We want to remember the late Irene Crowell, born in Chicago on the 18th of January, 1932. So we played a little bluesy thing from her called It Isn't So Good, It Couldn't Get Better. Recorded live at the Times Restaurant in Studio City, California, August 29th and 30th, 1975. With Alan Broadbent on piano, Peter Marshall bass, and Frank Severino on drums. You like Charlie Mingus?
Oh, yeah, one of my favorites.
Okay. He's interesting, right? Some of the things you can listen to of his and some others, it's almost like free form, right?
Yeah, sure. Right. He got very free.
This is a wonderful thing. It's recorded in 1959. I love this from Mingus. It's called Pithecanthropus Erectus.
Yes.
Do you know this one?
Yeah, that's a classic.
I guess he's going back to, early man. Probably a made-up name. Richard Williams on trumpet. Jimmy Nepper, trombone. And his John Handy on alto. Booker Irvin on tenor, Horace Parlin on piano, Mingus on bass, and Danny Richmond drums. I don't know if you heard this rendition. It's about 9 minutes. I think you'll like this. Here's Pithecanthropus Erectus. Oops. That was good. Thank you.
Thank you. up on your toes and then start to cover in ground. Scrunch, do a quick turn. Scrunch, let your shoes burn. Scrunch is a new dance that everyone really should learn. You'll find it very simple once you try it. When you do, you'll mug it too. It's a killer dilla filla scrunch. It's your new move scrunch. It's the best groove scrunch. Till you get it and then you can squat on down.
Well, we went from Charlie Mingus to the bird, did we not?
Yes, we did. From Pithecanthropus erectus, which I can't say.
Careful now.
To ornithology.
It's easier after a few beers, yes. Ornithology from the famous Dial releases, and they didn't give you the information.
No, but it was 1946, and the legendary bird, of course, had spent some time at Camarillo, as we know, recovering from...
When we know that we should have it, and we don't, you know.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
There was the bird. Scrunch. We do that because that's Ivy Anderson. Ivy Anderson, born on the 16th of January, 1904, in Gilroy, California. Probably the first... really famous singer with Ellington. I've Got a Bad and That Ain't Good was her big hit. She had hit another singer before doing the Creole Love Song, but this was really famous. The tune is called Scrunch, and this is when Ellington wasn't with Victor yet, which for years he was with Victor. This is on Brunswick. But the names are always the same. Harold Baker, Wally Jones, Cootie Williams, and Rex Stewart. All in the horn section. Lawrence Brown, Tricky Sam, Joe Nanton on trombone, Barney Brigard, Johnny Hodges, Harry Carney, Otto Hardwick, Reeds, Ellington piano, Freddie Guy guitar, Hayes Alvis, or Billy Taylor on the string bass, and Sonny Greer drums. So besides Scrunch being sung by Ivy Anderson, Brigard took a solo on clarinet, and then we had... who else did we have?
Johnny Hodges.
We had Ivy sing, and then Johnny Hodges came in. Rex Stewart on cornet, and then Williams. Who's Williams? Do we have a Williams? Oh, Cootie Williams. What's wrong with me? It's getting late, right?
Indeed.
Hodges, Williams, Brown, and Bogart after that. So, you know, Ellington, there's so many recordings with Ellington, you know?
Yeah. What year did you say that one was dead?
You know, I did not say it. You're catching me in my game. But I have the information.
Yeah.
March 3, 1938. I think it wasn't until a year or two later that he went to Victor. You know, and stayed with Victor for, I don't know, way into the 40s, maybe into the 50s.
And a lot then of those guys stayed with him the whole time.
Then he went to Columbia. So.
Yeah.
Talking about an old-timer, that's great. Let's do this. You line up your next one, okay?
You got it. Thank you.
do do wee do 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 do. Begins to tell round midnight, midnight. I do pretty well till after sundown. Supper time, I'm feeling sad. But it really gets bad around midnight. Memories always start around midnight, midnight. Haven't got the heart to stand those memories. When my heart is still with you, and though midnight knows it too, when some quarrel we had needs mending, does it mean that our love is ending? Darling, I need you. Lately I find you're out of my arms. I'm out of my mind. Let our love take wing. Midnight, midnight, let the angels sing for your returning. Let our love be safe and sound.
some quarrel we had needs mending. Does it mean that our love is ending? Darling, I need you. Lately I find you're out of my arms and I'm out of my mind. Our love take wing some midnight. Let the angels sing for your returning. Let our love night comes around. Do do dee, do do dee, do 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 dee.
times with my baby, but then she left me all alone and blue. Now she begs to return, but flames of love no longer burn. So much sweeter than the real thing. I used to be such a true believer concerning our love and how I cherish. Flames of love no longer burn. Her memory
Reminds me of the 50s in high school. And I didn't listen to it then. Isn't that funny? Jackie Parris, the man who first sang words to Round Midnight. I believe Cootie Williams added the word. It says Williams and Monk. You know, Cootie Williams was the first to record Round Midnight. Had a small band, and he was the first. And this was not the first recording he made of it, because this is 9 minutes long. With Mike Richmond bass, Danny Gottlieb drums, and Carlos Franzetti on piano, recorded June 10th, 1993, New York. And you wrapped this up with Shades of Sock Hops at School.
That's right.
Tell us about
That's right.
it.
Well, these guys are known as kind of a throwback band, Room Full of Blues, which, you know, as an institution, they've been around since the late
60s. It sounds like the 50s.
From Rhode Island, and the great Sugar Ray Norcia on the vocals.
Norcia, you said.
Yes, that's right.
Before we go, real fast, I play this a lot of times before we get to our theme. We got to talk about Paquito, right?
Sure.
Here, Paquito, Roger Kellaway on piano, Sergio Brandeo on bass, Rosenblatt, Joel Rosenblatt on drums. How'd you get a Rosenblatt in here with all these? Johnny Rodriguez on bongos. Paquito did this to tribute the area he came here, the Magic City, Miami. Before we go, one more time, tell us the two main channels that people can read your reviews and records
sure.
and thoughts. Go ahead.
Jazz's Magazine, which you can access at jazziz.com, J-A-Z-Z-I-Z. And then there is Jazz and Blues Florida, and that can be accessed at jazzbluesflorida.com.
And that's a subscription print thing.
Jazz is right. Yes, is a subscription.
Plus, we will see your byline now and then in the two local papers.
God willing, and the creek don't rise.
Well, the creek's been rising, because I get both papers every day. I don't see your name. We'll have to call
the editor.
It's been fun, Bob. We really thank you for coming up.
Likewise, Ted. Thank you so much.
Spreading the word, and I know you continue to spread the word about jazz. It's important to keep our art form going.
Absolutely.
Bob Weinberg, our guest tonight here on the train.
Thank you.
Next week, we'll be back with you. I think we're going to have the first Esquire Jazz Concerts from the Metropolitan Opera House. And that's going to be January 18th, 1944, right on the date, I believe. We thank Bob Weinberg for being with us. We hope you enjoyed a Music Room feature tonight. Have a safe week and have a good week. Till next Sunday at 8 p.m. for Night Train. This is Ted Grossman. Good night, everybody.